I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the last episode of 2024. And we hope we go out with a bang, not a whimper. Is Miss Parker just a mic?
Hey, we already going out with a bang. We came in super delayed.
Well, we like to.
Sorry.
Thank y'all. We would like to welcome y'all to the last episode of the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast for 2024. Michael with
Tatiana.
Parker, how you feeling today?
Good. If we can get ourselves together, lives together.
We are recording on Christmas Eve, folks. Mm-hmm. No days off. We don't preach it, we live it.
That's right. It's always something to do. You always got to take care of something, keep some things moving.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Should have put my holiday ears on. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not over these headphones, right?
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about navigating uncertainties as we roll into 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to be a political podcast, but we know Orange Cap Man will be taking over in 2025. And if you listen to some of my episodes in the past few weeks, we've already talked about you can come in and make it hard for small businesses.
Yeah. Not even gonna say we'll be taking over. I'm gonna say he will be coming into play
again. When I tell y'all, people are like, "How did this happen?"
What do you mean, how did it happen?
Because a bunch of morons out there.
Or it's either what you did or didn't do. I mean, you can sum it up like you either did something or you did not do something, or no, you did not do anything,
or you didn't understand. Those that do not understand history are doomed to repeat it.
So in essence, you either did or didn't do something, right? That's just kind of where we live.
Yeah. And so as we talk about navigating uncertainties as business owners, you know, we're just talking about, you know, right now the landscape is fragile and it's kind of rocky.
Landscape, climate, all of the above.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things right now is the same.
Yeah. I have to agree.
No, even right now we're looking at, let's say you're looking for funding your business going into 2025. If your funding ain't approved by the end of 24, with the stipulations that could come in 25, you may not be able to get funding.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, this can be some real uncertain territory. It can be really scary. Your plans could either explode or implode, right? Right.
And them flows as well. Either way.
Either way, it's a flow.
Implode or outplode, as she says, explode, it hurts.
Yeah. So I don't know. That just makes me kind of fearful for someone, you know, that were, you know, maybe in September, they were like, I'm going to pull the trigger January 1 because, you know, people always like to get things together. Mm-hmm. I want to take care of a few things. I want to get some things squared away. I'll be ready by January 1. Of course, you know, in September, we didn't have the finite decision that we have now as to what's to come, you know, inauguration in January.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I guess if that didn't create a sense of urgency for you, I don't know what will, because those plans, like, could be down the toilet.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I don't know what this is going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, you're also talking to people who launched the business in the midst of COVID.
Right. And remember, we were one of those people that we were planning everything prior to the start. So it happened with no forewarning.
Yeah. They had to pull the trigger, right?
Still had to pull the trigger. So it's like, if you were in September talking about, I'm going to pull the trigger in January, what is this going to look like? How are things going to change? You know, how big will the changes be? How's it going to fluctuate?
Yeah.
Is it even still going to happen?
I mean, those are some, as we talk about those UCs, them uncomfortable conversations that we now realize a lot of small business owners are having.
Honestly, a lot of them are probably not having them soon enough.
Yeah, listen, if they ain't had them by December 24th of 2024, they might be SOL. Yeah. By the shit I look.
That's what I was going to say. You probably should have already had them and already had pulled the trigger. Maybe you had to pull the trigger a little sooner.
Listen, what they say, you'll miss 1,000% of the shots you never take.
Yeah.
So
that's
you either,
a fact.
Like I said, it's going to be damned if you do. Damned if you don't.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be some real interesting territory. But that isn't the only thing that's that's deemed uncertain or uncertainty, you know. Yeah. Lots of things can be uncertain.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's right now, we can still, like I said, we just talked about the political aspect, you know, uncertain times. I mean, financial. I mean, right now, they're telling you inflation isn't as high as it's ever been. But your dollar is not stretching as far as it used to.
No.
And so we're looking at, you know, for small businesses, you need what? Rinse, repeat, recycle. You need people to come spend dollars.
Right.
Talk about spending dollars with you. Come back to spend dollars with
spend
you.
Spend some more.
And bring somebody else with you.
Right. Bring a friend.
And so right now you're looking at that aspect economic wise. It's rough.
It is.
You know, people are hanging on to their dollars. I mean, right now you got certain corporations that have workers striking due to pay and labor issues. So guess what happens to the customer?
We feel it again.
Yeah, you don't, somebody's not there.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Or what you bought 2 weeks ago, now I got 30 cents more added to it.
And that's what I was going to say. It makes it hard to really, like, you know how you be like, you know, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to go out on a limb. It makes it really hard when day-to-day expenses are very uncertain.
Yeah. I mean,
going in the store to purchase anything, I guarantee you, was more expensive today than it was 2 months ago.
Exactly.
Because remember, 2 months ago, you were still trying to decide, you were still deciding that you were going to pull the trigger in January.
And now you got to pull the trigger early.
Or not.
Yeah. And so even like for us, you know, as a parent, you know, we're looking at, you know, we've talked about having to cut ties with certain business service groups
because
they increase their threshold or price on us as a consumer.
Yeah.
And we were just uncomfortable with that situation.
Sick of it.
And we was like, you know something?
Sick of it.
For as much money, and this is the damnedest truth, as much free money, because let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting a lot of free extra money from your the people you provide these services to. And then to get a hike or a unknown increase without the explanation. Oh, you know what happens? Pack my bag, go somewhere else.
It's like the equivalent of all the apps that you have that you're paying for, that you don't, or the streaming services that you're paying for that you don't realize you have. And you're like, so when these ones and twos and $3 are coming out, that doesn't really affect like the bottom line in your bank account for most people. 99 cents, $1.99.
But that's the thing. They do that to everybody.
Yeah. Times X amount a month.
So when they sneaking this dollar charge on 29,000 customers every time they do something.
Every month
or every transaction. Yeah,
that's true right there.
That's millions of dollars that they're making.
That's even worse.
On just what? A tax hike.
Pennies on a dollar, right?
That they passed along to the consumer. So even in those uncertain times, you're like, just not willing to give you away some money.
Nope. Not right now. You know, not ever.
Even certain financial institutions charge you a monthly fee mm-hmm. just to put money in their bank.
Right. I'm going to pay you for you to hold my money.
And this is why we explain to people, banks don't make money off you putting money in it. They make money off of being able to lend
yeah.
the money that's on reserve
right.
from the people who have put the money in the bank.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when they turn around and say, oh, you make it 0.00002 cents on a dollar
right.
in the bank account, but then they'll lend it out to somebody else at a 17 to 20% interest rate,
mm-hmm.
that's where they make their money.
For 20 and 30 years.
Exactly.
So they didn't got their money back.
So that's how they
make their money. Look,
they didn't lend your money.
That's how I'm going to sound like the old people. They done lent your money out.
Yeah, the money. Like, people got to understand. It's a science.
They're making money off your money.
Yes.
You ain't making science. No money.
It is a science to lending, spending, consuming, and producing.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot right there. It is. It's a vicious circle, but it's also, unfortunately, part of the circle of life that we live in.
Yeah. I mean, you got to. I mean,
I haven't figured out a way to get away from it. When I do, I'm pretty sure I could then be a bagillionaire. I ain't gonna put my money in the bank, though.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it's certain aspects that go against, you know, putting your money in the bank. If you're looking to make money, well, you got to get with a financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
one of these people who understand the stock markets and things like that way better than I do.
Right, absolutely.
And so that's what we always say, you know, talk to a professional. Don't take your financial advice off of social media. Mm-hmm. Please don't. Because if you like them people that tried to go to the DigiCoin with the Haktui girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, them folks thought she was finna start her own DigiCoin or something. Man, these folks lost millions of dollars.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a travesty of justice. Mm. But guess what? Mm-hmm. They say a fool is born every minute.
Hey, just don't be that fool.
Yes. Pay attention, folks. Pay attention. There are real professionals out there. And they are willing to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just take your time.
For a small fee.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even with us, we give you 30 minutes free. And you can always come by www.watch4thehook.com if you are looking to get into the apparel business or looking to just start a business on your own. And you want to sit down and talk to me and Ms. Parker for free. You can hit the podcast money merch. This recall absolutely free to you. Mm-hmm. We'll give you our valuable time if you feel like it. And then hopefully you may want to come join the rat race of being an entrepreneur.
That's right. It sure is a rat race.
I mean, everything is. But I mean, you know, the rat race of being entrepreneurs is a crazy race.
It is. Because, it's always exciting.
Yeah, man. Listen, highs and lows.
Yeah, sometimes you get real pissed off.
I mean, just like what's in the podcasting, you know, man.
What else you got for uncertainty? It sounds like you're about to let off another topic or category of uncertainty.
I mean, even just in uncertainties. I mean, it just whatever you try to jump into.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
a level of uncertainty.
Yeah. I mean, there's really people think that there is a straight line to life. No. Everything has curves, ups and downs, rivers and valleys. So I mean, the biggest uncertainty you can have is, I'm gonna tell you this, doubting yourself.
I knew you were gonna say that.
That's the biggest uncertainty.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, you said doubting yourself. I was going to say not willing to take the risk.
Yeah. Being afraid to fail.
Yeah. That's what that not betting on yourself, you know, and self-doubt, exactly like you said. Not having the confidence, not willing to try.
I mean, people realize there's two sides to a coin for a reason. There's heads, tails, or A and a B.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no in between.
Yeah. I mean, this is how life works. You flip this coin. Either you're going to do it or you ain't.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, but that's why they say damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah. It ain't damned if you do, damned if you don't. Damned if you didn't think about it, damned if you wanted to think about it, you didn't do it. No, it don't work.
It's damned do, damned don't.
So if you are looking to bet on yourself, by the time you walk across whatever threshold and like you looking at, you're going to look back and say, I should have or I shouldn't have.
Right, right, right.
But either way, you're going to
shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
When they say shoulda, coulda, woulda, would have done a lot of other things.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
But them shoulda, coulda, woulda didn't do shit because you didn't do nothing.
Yeah. That's fair.
When you don't do nothing, what can you expect but?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. So, like, just kind of piggybacking on that, when you're trying to navigate uncertainty, what do you, like, as an entity or an individual who's trying to navigate uncertainty, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what point in time should that individual, will that individual, could that individual feel like, you know, like the boat's too rocky? Because that boat gets rocky. And the boat gets rocky in the middle of the body of water, right? When you're too far to turn around and go back, because you're going to have to expend just as much effort, right?
Yeah.
To make it back to shore to safe land, than to expend the same amount of effort to get across the threshold. You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
The words of our plot and innate logic.
Uh-oh.
Daniel Baker, you got to see it. I mean, listen, what they say, you have
come, by that. See,
you have come too far to go back. And you are too far in to not finish.
Yeah.
So this is thing. Still, you're going to have just two things. You're going to seek a swim.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you get close enough to the shore that you can paddle and get there.
Doggy you can paddle. Save We're gonna yourself. Doggy paddle.
Or, you know, I mean, listen, businesses fold and die every day. I mean, listen, people's dreams are destroyed on a daily basis.
That doesn't mean it wasn't worth a shot, exactly. Right? That's that doesn't mean it wasn't worth giving it the good old college try.
Let's not say, listen, at the end of the day, me and Ms. Parker could have saved a lot of money by not doing Watch
Blue. Not doing a lot of things.
Not doing the podcast, not doing the this and that, not putting our money into real estate and all this other stuff. But one thing, me and her also have sold each other. Damn sure wouldn't have been as much fun.
It wouldn't have. Let me tell you something. You're not going to learn nearly as much not doing something as you will, at the very least, attempting to do something. Because some of our best lessons have come from, I'll just use the harsh word, failures.
Mm.
Some of our best, most invaluable lessons have come from failures, or not even so much a failure, poor execution, right?
Didn't know no better.
Right. Poor thought process. If you build it, they will come. You know, just going to a networking event, expecting to network. It ain't about networking.
And what we say.
Y'all can talk about that all day long.
We talk about, you know, building legacies and saving legacies and working on legacies. All of that stems from somebody doing something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like to say, if, like I said, Grandpa George didn't start the printing business, wouldn't have been nothing to talk about.
Right, right. Wouldn't have had a clue, right?
If my grandparents hadn't purchased properties and started in the real estate game, there's nothing to talk about.
Nope.
So you have to go put yourself out there on a limb.
Gotta have something to talk about.
Yeah. And even like now in social media age, we talk about social proof and all this. Just think about it. Years and years ago, we were just word of mouth.
It was.
And just maybe a newspaper.
Right, right, right.
Now, there are hundreds of avenues.
Hundreds.
I'm going to say hundreds.
Hundreds.
Because the internet really isn't infinite way of getting the word out, good or bad.
Right.
And now,
bad just, easier than good.
Yeah, because we talk about how negativity
drama
sells in the Black community. You know, check that out. And, you know, shout out to Ermias Pagos from the Black Experience podcast. Yeah. We talked about that with him. And, you know, check him out on YouTube as well. When you look to find to build on something, there has to be a foundation.
Right.
Point blank, Pete. Where they say you building a foundation on sinking sand. So the first thing you got to do is make sure the damn land stabilized.
That would be smart.
I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
If you building real estate, what you say first thing you got to do? Base got to be solid.
Got to be solid.
And so that's what we're talking about. If you're building upon something, your base got to be solid.
Yeah. You can't increase layers, you know, layers, compound layers on top of layers, and the bottom's going to crumble. Because ultimately, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be compounding issues.
You ever seen a pyramid built top down?
That would be interesting.
Just saying.
That would be a defying gravity of the sort.
I mean, listen, you ain't never seen it built top down.
The point down.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's how business is. When you're figuring out what you want to do for your business or you start a business, the first layer of uncertainty is, how do I get my foundation? What's my base? What's my grounding thing to hold this together as we hope to do, scale up, build up, gain knowledge, gain funding, gain money, gain customers, and expand.
But I think even before all of that, I think as an individual, you have to first realize that you will be navigating uncertainty. I think that's a lot of the issue that comes into play. It's just a level of lack of education, right?
You talked about that.
Yeah.
People think just because you build something, they're going to fly to it.
No.
This ain't Noah's Ark.
No.
But see, there's a flood out there.
No.
Body running.
No.
You know what everybody doing? Looking to see what's going to happen.
That's what I was going to say. They typically strolling.
Yeah, they just looking to see what will happen.
Typically strolling. But before you even embark on a journey, you have to first realize that no matter how perfect your plan is, that you will face uncertainty. And it's up to you as the individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
To determine whether or not you're going to be willing to face that uncertainty. Because if you're not, get your ass off the boat, right? Stay on the lane.
Ship.
Yeah, yeah. If you are willing, then proceed with caution.
Yep.
Because you're going to hit the uncertainty, but you've already acknowledged, checked the box, consented, and attested to by boarding this ship, right? That I acknowledge that there's going to be uncertainty and that I am willing to navigate it. Then you proceed with your plan.
A lot of people don't understand. The Titanic was a sinkable ship. The problem was they ain't put enough lifeboats. That's just just think about it. You gotta give yourself an escape hatch.
Yeah.
Like anything in life, have yourself an escape plan. Have yourself here. Well, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
And if the worst could happen is you lose a lot of money, make sure it's not enough where you sink your whole goddamn ship.
Because, you know, the Titanic was called, and I'm air quoting here, the unsinkable, right?
Yeah.
Because it was built so magnificently, right?
Yeah.
But in case a compartment was punctured, it would fill with water, but none of the other compartments would be compromised, right? Because the walls are going to close, right? They planned for one puncture. But what they failed to realize that they would be navigating uncertainty, right? And there would be multiple compartments punctured at one time. So now we got an issue, right? The walls are shutting off, right? They're closing up. But the damn ship is getting heavy.
Yep.
And now it's starting to sink. So you planned for one compartment being punctured, right? Yep. But you did not plan for multiple compartments being punctured and filling with water simultaneously. So now the unsinkable has sank.
And you didn't have enough light.
And you didn't have enough light.
So what they say for people that go into business, make sure you got a parachute.
Yeah.
Make sure you got a lifeboat.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if something bad happens, how do you save yourself and your business? Or listen, the business may not be able to be saved.
It may not.
The main thing is save your
That's
goddamn
what I was gonna
self.
Say. You gotta save yourself.
Save
if
yourself.
You save yourself, you can replicate, duplicate, recreate, whatever.
Because a lot of people who have had successful businesses, they know failure first, not
Shoot,
success.
Yeah. And them successful businesses, for the most part, aren't the first ones.
Nope. And guess what? When they fail, they save themselves, yep. They learn from their mistakes, He came back and said, Chibitch.
Yep, that's right.
Chibitch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ms. Parker, I appreciate you. 2024, I will say this, and I'm going to give Ms. Parker the last words as we sign out. 2024 has been a trying year. Business-wise, I would say it has taught me personally a lot of things.
Yeah.
Started out with a bang, and it's just kind of just, it didn't live up to what we thought. That's fine. It happens a lot of times in business. Thing is, you learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
You fix the creeks, you fix the holes. You say, ooh, saw that. Damn. You tweak it.
Right.
You reload for 2025. 2025, we're going to be all right. We want y'all to keep continuing. Watch and watch for the hook. Coming out. Legacy Greater Me. And talk about it. Still there. It'll be here early 2025.
Yeah.
Going to be here. It's all right. It's on the way. It's just going to be here for early 2025. Yeah. Podcast. Man, we bumping it. We gonna push the envelope a little bit. Coming to 2025.
Yeah, we've got new things, additional things in like store.
Real estate. 2025 going to be all the way live. I told Ms. Parker, just get through 24 with me.
Child.
She got through 24 with me. I'm telling
child,
you.
Child, I'm hanging on.
All the way live. Say watch for the hook. You can be swinging. Swinging to 25. So like I just want to tell my wife, I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm going to let Ms. Parker give y'all the last words for 2024.
You know, I'm just going to take this time and just say, hey, when you're getting ready to embark on these journeys and you're determining whether or not you're going to be willing to navigate the uncertainty, right? The uncertain. That's when you decide if you're going to be a damn if you doer. Or damn if you don't, right? That's when you're going to check that box. But for us, 2025 is love.
Good job next time.